Hey, how bad was the spin? I mean, did it get in your eyes and your mouth or anything like that? Where did it get you and how much, like quantity-wise? I'm just trying to determine if I should send you an ambulance.
Yeah, the spit got in, whatever they were drinking got in my eye, and so did the spit. It first was whatever they were drinking that came through at me, that got in my eye and just above my eye, and then another kid came back because he was mad, and I hadn't closed the doors, I guess, fast enough, I don't know, but he jumped in and spat, and it hit me in the eye and above the eye and the forehead.
846. I'm still talking to 911. We're just going to get you the proper help that you need. They're asking me about how your age.
My age? I'm 38.
Do you have any medical conditions you think they might need you to be aware of? Any COVID exposure or anything like that?
I don't know of any COVID exposure. I have Crohn's disease, and I have what's called double depression. I laugh every time because it sounds ridiculous, but basically sometimes anxiety can set off my Crohn's disease. That would be the only thing that I'd be slightly worried about. That's about it.
Okay, 4-6. So I got a fire department coming. They have EMTs, and what they're going to be able to do for you is flush out your eyes and be out with that kind of stuff, get you cleaned up. And we also have police coming for a police report, and they're probably going to look for the suspects first before meeting with you, so keep your eye out for them. And then obviously we got a road supervisor coming also. So we have all kinds of help coming your way. If anything changes, 406.
Yeah, sorry, the last thing you said is if anything changes.
Yeah, copy that. We timed out again. Yeah, if anything changes, just send me a priority. Like if they come back or anything like that, anything at all that you think I might need to be aware of or police and medical might need to be aware of, send me a priority, okay?
Yeah, okay, I can do that. Maybe the medical team would want to know that my disease is an autoimmune disease. I don't know if that matters for, like, spit in the eye or not anymore, but just maybe they would want to know.
All right, copy that. Yeah, when they arrive, definitely tell them that. I'm not on the phone with them anymore. When they arrive, definitely give them a heads up on all that stuff before they start any kind of treatment for you. What I want to also do is contact Dr. Harris. Are you familiar with who he is?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so what we will do is we'll contact Dr. Harris, and we will give him your personal telephone number, and then he'll contact you directly so you guys can have a conversation. I don't want to get your phone number over the air because this is a public channel and anybody can hear it. So if you're able to, can you please give dispatch a call on your phone, and then we can get that number from you that way to give to Dr. Harris.
Yeah, can you remind me? It ends in 7375, right? I just don't remember the number.
Yeah, we don't want that number going out over this air either. It's on your trip sheet, the one you fill out with your time for the day. It's at the very bottom. We'll say dispatch on there.
Oh, right. That's right. Sorry, I forgot. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, you're doing good, and like I said, we got all kinds of help coming your way, and just give us a call when you get a chance. You can wait till afterwards if you'd like.
Okay, yeah. Thanks so much for all your help, and I feel bad. I feel like I kind of got scared when they all started yelling, and I didn't know what to do, so I should have just pulled over immediately when they were yelling, and I went, like, a little bit before I pulled over. I don't know. I was shocked, I guess. I don't know, but I do feel bad about that, but I'll put that in my report.